Blackstone Audio presents The Train of Small Mercies by David Rowell. This book is read by Jeremy Davidson.
Is everybody all right? Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Moments after being shot in the Los Angeles Ambassador Hotel, June 5th, 1968. Marilyn. Every morning, Ellie West listened to her son get out of bed. With her husband Joe not yet awake, she tuned in so intently to the sounds two rooms down that she could feel some part of her leaving their bed and drifting down the hall. First, she heard Jamie push his covers off and turn his body to the edge of his mattress. Then she followed as he reached for his crutches, which were propped against his wall, and she could even make out the pfft sound of the foam padding coming off the surface. She heard the rubbery thud of his crutches push into the wooden floor. Then she heard the same thud three times until there was a pause, so that he could stop, lean over, and turn the doorknob. When he moved down the hall to the bathroom, Ellie listened to the crutches creak under the weight of him. With one crutch, he pushed the bathroom door until it swung lightly against the door jamb, and then he let one crutch rest against the wall while he stood over the toilet to pee. When he was done, she could hear him linger in front of the bathroom sink, sometimes for a few seconds, sometimes for a minute or more. But he was not washing his hands or brushing his teeth or anything else she could think of. And then, most mornings, he bounded back down the hallway to his room and closed the door. The crutches connected with the floor three...